KORN News Radio Sports for this Thursday, December 18th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Some NFL news and notes. The Miami Dolphins are benching their quarterback Tua Tagovailoa in favor of rookie seventh-round pick Quinn Ewers from Texas. Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel said his decision to start Ewers on Sunday against the Bengals came down to who he felt gave the Dolphins the best chance to win. The decision comes after Tagovailoa struggled on Monday night in a 28-15 loss to Pittsburgh that officially eliminated Miami from playoff contention. Tagovailoa leads the NFL with 15 interceptions and just signed a four-year, $212 million contract extension in July of 2024. The Chicago Bears say that they're mulling a move to northwestern Indiana with their efforts to secure public funding that they say they need to build an enclosed stadium in Illinois. Now, that Illinois project has stalled. Bears team president Kevin Warren insisted in an open letter to fans that the team still prefers to build a new home on a tract of land that it owns in suburban Arlington Heights, Illinois. He also said the Bears are not using this threat to cross state lines as leverage. Warren did not say where in northwest Indiana the Bears would look to move, but Chicago's focus for a new stadium has fluctuated between land that they own in Arlington Heights and also their current stadium on the Chicago lakefront, and they've also looked at the Chicago suburbs. University of Michigan says they will leave no stone unturned as they investigate into their football program and athletic department continues. Michigan interim president Domenico Grasso says additional misconduct could be uncovered and more firings are possible. The investigation follows the firing of head football coach Sean Moore last week for an inappropriate relationship with a staff member. Moore now faces multiple criminal charges. An outside law firm is conducting a full review, and Grasso says that any action will be based on credible findings. Michigan football will be coached by interim head coach Biff Pogge as they take on Texas coming up in the Citrus Bowl. Minnesota Timberwolves would lose last night to Memphis 116-110 as Jaren Jackson Jr. would lead the Grizzlies with 28 points and 12 rebounds. For Minnesota, Julius Randle had 21 points. Dante DiVincenzo had a double-double of 19 points and 11 rebounds, while Rudy Gobert had 16 points and 16 rebounds. Timberwolves lose for just the second time in their past nine games. Both teams last night played without their top scorers. Anthony Edwards missed his third straight for Minnesota with a right foot injury, while the Grizzlies were without Ja Morant after he had a left ankle sprain on Monday. The Timberwolves host Oklahoma City coming up tomorrow night at 8:30 on Amazon Prime Video. Only one other NBA game last night, the Chicago Bulls beat Cleveland 127-111. Chicago point guard Josh Giddey had his sixth triple-double of the season, finishing with 23 points, 11 rebounds, and 11 assists. He also matched a career high with 5 three-pointers. Week 16 of the NFL begins tonight. The Seattle Seahawks take on the Los Angeles Rams, 7:15 on Amazon Prime Video. Both teams tied atop the NFC West. Winner of this one then moves into that division lead and also moves into the number one spot with the best record and one seed in the NFC. For more sports, check us out online all the time at KORNradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.